Over 5 million people play football in the USA, and here to bring it to you in the raw, uncut, unadulterated is the undisputed number one sports show in Atlanta and abroad. 100 yards of football, live from headquarters. It's more than a game, more than a show. It's where football blends culture, economics, and society. Tap in, tune in, and lock in to 100 yards of football now.
Our partners at BetOnline continue to be the number one source for all of your betting needs and sports info. Find all the latest odds, news, and sports development, including this year's basketball championship finals, the NHL hockey conference finals, Major League Baseball, the latest fighting news, and even next season's early NFL futures. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Just use our promo code BELIEVE to get the bonus and get into the action. BetOnline, where the game starts.
Hello and welcome back to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio. I'm your producer, Jeremiah Long, and joining me to talk about the Oklahoma State Cowboys and their team preview for 2022 is our expert host, Mr. Logan Landers. How's it going, man?
What's up, man? Talking to Cowboys today out of Oklahoma State. Had a very good 2021 season. I'll talk about more about that in a minute. But, man, I can't wait to see how this team does in 2022. I'm going to break it all down in just a second.
Absolutely. And we want to hear from all of our Oklahoma State fans and all of our football fans. So please drop us a comment if you're watching the live video or if you're listening to our podcast. We would love to hear from you. So please reach out and let us know you're out there. Thank you so much for watching. And Mr. Logan Landers, we can't wait. We want to hear Oklahoma State Cowboys 2022. What do we have to look forward to for this season?
Man, 2021 was tremendous for the Cowboys, right? Coach Mike Gundy, they got a 12-2 record overall. They won the Fiesta Bowl, and they were literally inches short of winning the Big 12 championship game against Baylor. But just short, man, but they have a lot of hype around them coming into the season. Looking at who is no longer with the team, guys who were drafted or now undrafted for agent signed somewhere, you got Malcolm Rodriguez, Josh Sills, Jalen Warren, Devin Harper, Christian Holmes, Colby Harville-Peel, and Tay Martin are all gone, going on to greener pastures in the National Football League. Best of luck to all of them. But we are talking about the guys who are there right now with Oklahoma State. Like I said, last year they really rebranded themselves, got things going, and man, their defense was top-notch. But coming into 2022, one of the things about this is looking at the optimism for their quarterback, Spencer Sanders, a senior who looked really good, and we will see how he can do, right? He got close to 3,000 yards passing last year, almost 700 yards rushing, and you got one more year of him. So you got to hope that this is your year to get that Big 12 championship, secure it, and make sure everything is looking good there. But you also have some guys like on defense, like Mason Cobb, who are going to be excited to get that chance. They've been waiting for it. He's going to come in. And I think that he's going to be a good factor. And also looking at some other guys they have on their team, right? They've got a tremendous head coach with Mike Gundy, like I said, long experienced head coach, close to 20 years. Like I said, you've lost your linebackers and Malcolm Rodriguez and Devin Harper. You've also lost your coordinator there with Jim Knowles, who's gone to Ohio State. And like I said, Oklahoma State had a top five defense last year, so they might take a bit of a downturn, but I'm not expecting anything crazy. I think they'll definitely still be top 10, perhaps. Looking back on the team, you got guys like Blaine Green, who's going to be able to step up some, Brennan Presley, who could have another really good season. And with Oklahoma State, they've got a solid team built around them. Didn't lose a ton of big players. So it's going to be that next man up mentality is who's going to step up for the ones we've lost, who had a pretty good year last year, right? But is going to have a breakout year this year. Your receivers, you're looking to see who's going to be coming up next. I mentioned Presley. You've also got John Paul Richardson. Some guys who are going to be that true number one is going to be interesting to see. You've also got the battle of the running backs with Jalen Warren, who's gone. He's going to be an impact player that you lost, who left Oklahoma State. And I think that if you get someone like a Dominic Richardson, who's expected to step in, or Jaden Nixon, guys who can step up and carry that load is going to be helping them out a lot. Like I said, you lost your defensive coordinator who's gone, but you did hire Derek Mason from Vanderbilt to come over, had a really good year. So we'll see how that can do if they have a few weeks of struggle, just trying to get everything switched over and a new system in place. And also, you got to find a leader on defense. Like I said, you lost your big linebackers there. So you've got some guys, the next big wave, right, with Brennan Evers, Brock Martin, and also Trace Ford coming back, who's got some experience with them. Also, you have Colin Oliver, who had a really good debut who got Big 12 freshman honors last year. So your defense is going to look stout once again. And you're also, like I said, even though you lost six of your top eight players, your top eight tacklers, including four guys who got close to 400 stops, I think that the guys who were on the team last year who watched and learned what they needed to do to have a successful 2022 season, they know what they got going on. But then looking at the back seven, right, looking at the guys who are projected to be the linebackers, the safeties, the corners, all those, you got guys like I mentioned, Mason Cobb earlier, Cameron Farrar. Those are the two starters. Like I said, didn't have the best years last year. Didn't get a lot of playing time, but they know what they got to do this year. You got guys like Jason Taylor, Corey Black, Jabbar Muhammad, and also Thomas Harper, who were part of this defensive rotation this year. And I think that with guys, like I mentioned, the ones who got drafted last year, those are going to be the next guys up to step up for this Oklahoma State team. But overall, I feel that this is going to be a solid team on paper. I'm not sure if I'm going to put that stamp for a Big 12 championship game again, just because you did lose a good amount of players. But I do think they're going to have a very successful season. Looking at their schedule, they play Baylor on October 1st. That's going to be a huge game. Texas Tech, you see Texas on the schedule also. Oklahoma a little bit late in the season. So I don't know if they're going to replicate what they did last year, but I do expect another good season. 10-plus wins I have in my bag. So I think it might be a bit of a down year for Oklahoma State, but I still think it's going to be a very solid season. But also would not surprise me once again if they go back to that Big 12 championship game and potentially win it this time. It's just that they've lost a good bit of players. They're going to have to switch some guys over, some guys who didn't get a lot of playing time this past season, going to get a starting role this year. How can they prepare for that and take to the new spotlight? It remains to be seen. But overall, I think Oklahoma State's going to have a very successful 2022 season. I think they'll be in a bowl game. I'm not sure if they're going to be in the Big 12 bowl game, but I think they're going to look very good overall, and it's going to be fun to watch this upcoming 2022 season.
Before we end our show today, we'd like to mention one more time, this show is presented by Bet Online.
Well, we definitely would love to see them into a bowl game. We'd love to see them continue that momentum from last season and just to keep on rocking with it. So if you are an Oklahoma State Cowboys fan or you just keep up with college football in general, we want to hear what you think as well. Drop a comment in our video, or if you're listening to our podcast, then send us a review or tweet at us or send us a response over on LinkedIn and let us know what you think. And if you are not listening to our podcast, come and join us. You can listen anywhere that you listen to podcasts on Spotify, Apple, Amazon, Overcast, Stitcher, iHeartRadio, the Believe Podcast Network. Basically, anywhere that you hear sound coming out of a device, you can listen to our podcast, including your home device. Just actually ask your speaker to play the 100 Yards of Football podcast, and it will say, well, here's the latest episode of 100 Yards of Football. And that's kind of how the voice sounds, I think. So if you are not listening, then please come and join us. And we super appreciate that. So thank you very much, Mr. Logan Landers, for that expert analysis of the Oklahoma State Cowboys. I am your producer, Jeremiah Long. And stay with us because we'll be back with another live broadcast very soon.
What is your favorite moment from football history? What teams and players are you cheering on? And who will win it all? We want to hear from you, our listeners. Head over to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio's Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch and leave us a comment. We might use your suggestion in an upcoming episode. Tune in daily to the podcast and watch our show live every week. We are 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio on the Believe Podcast Network.